Hey everybody, Kevin W. Grossman, President of Talent Board. I want to invite you to join us on October 15th in Orlando, Florida at the Gaylord Palms for the 2018 North American Candidate Experience Symposium and Awards Gala. We're doing this in conjunction with the ERE Recruiting Conference, which will be the 15th of October through the 17th. And if you register now, you can save $50 with code CE18VIP. Again, that's CE18VIP. And if you go to nam.candy/events.org, you can see the entire agenda, all the great speakers and sessions throughout the day, and that's where you can register as well. Enjoy the podcast.
It has the complexity of global permissions and all of the different bells and whistles that you need in order to be globally compliant with things like GDPR, but it also actually delivers good user experience both for the candidate and for the employee. So from hiring manager to executive to recruiter, the actual user experience for all of those levels is really, really good.
You're listening to the Candy Shop Talk podcast, brought to you by Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards Benchmark Research, and hosted by Kevin W. Grossman. Talent Board is the first nonprofit research organization focused on elevating and promoting a quality candidate experience. The Candy Shop Talk podcast welcomes Sarah Wilson, head of people at Smart Recruiters, enterprise-grade recruiting software designed for the modern workforce, and a proud Candidate Experience Award sponsor. Listen in on how improving candidate experience impacts recruiting and the business bottom line. Sarah, thank you so much for joining me today on the Candy Shop Talk podcast. Before we dive into the rest of the show, why don't you first tell us a little bit about who exactly Sarah is and what you do today?
So I'm a recovering agency recruiter. I run HR for Smart Recruiters, which is a recruiting software company. And I am in the process of building the people function for this company. So 200-person company, about 7 years old, and HR is brand new for them, which is ironic because we sell HR software. But I commute back and forth between San Francisco and Toronto. And I manage the HR function for Smart Recruiter.
Wow. How's that commute?
Anyone who complains about traffic has no sympathy for me.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there you go. Well, and it's interesting that it would be the first time that I've heard that. I hold a very special place in my heart for HR and recruiting technology. I've been in the space for 20 years. It wouldn't be the first time that I've heard that, but I'm glad that you're on board in regards to Smart Recruiters. I've known them since the beginning. I'm a big fan of Jerome's and the team that he's built today, and they've got an amazing platform that does, which we'll touch on too, actually help to improve the candidate experience besides just the user experience of recruiting folks and even hiring managers. Let's actually talk first then, kind of bigger picture about Smart Recruiters, how you are addressing talent acquisition challenges today, and especially from your vantage point, again, of really being a practitioner.
Yeah, so it's interesting, right? There's a whole additional level of pressure to get it right from a candidate experience and recruiting process perspective when you are trying to revolutionize an industry with the product that you sell. And so we really have been focusing, at least for the last year, on personalizing the experience. And so we do a lot less cookie cutter. Every process looks exactly the same. And we do a lot more connect directly to the candidate and make sure that the experience for them is meaningful and that we're getting out of it what we put into it. So broadening the group that is participating in the recruitment process is a big thing for us. So making sure that we have the appropriate amount of, you know, peer level support and peer level interviewers, as well as a lot of practical assessment stuff, so that the candidate really feels like they get a good sense of who we are and what we're all about and how we actually work day to day, rather than it just being sort of put your best foot forward in a formal interview setting.
Smart Recruiters has come a long way too, because I remember in the early days of kind of the disruptive freemium model that Jerome had launched to the industry, and really first and foremost working with a lot of smaller companies as well as recruiters, helping them to improve what they're doing from a process perspective, workflows, et cetera. But now we're all grown up, right? And now Smart Recruiters is a pretty high-end enterprise level solution. So how, just some of the key 1-2 punches of how you're differentiating from the competition, because there's, you know, you got some good competitors out there that are in the kind of, I guess, climbing upstream market as well, right? So how do you differentiate today?
Yeah, for sure. It's a very good question. And it's funny because I was a customer before I became an employee. So I feel like I've got a pretty firsthand knowledge of why the product is great. If I were to sum it up, it's that we deliver the kind of user experience that you expect would be available if you were a small business, but you'd be shocked that is available for an enterprise solution. So it has the complexity of global permissions and all of the different bells and whistles that you need in order to be globally compliant with things like GDPR, but it also actually delivers good user experience both for the candidate and for the employee. So from hiring manager to executive to recruiter, the actual user experience for all of those levels is really, really good.
So let's talk a little bit more then about candidate experience, obviously, because that's what Talent Board is all about from our mission and what the research that we do every year. But how... kind of give a more specific example. How does the platform first help enhance the candidate experience, especially in and around from the point, even from pre-application and beyond? How does your system help empower the employer to empower the candidate, if that makes sense?
Yeah, totally. So first and foremost, it doesn't require you to create a username and password in order to be able to submit an application. So you have the ability as a candidate to get into the system quickly and without pain. So importing your profile and all that kind of good stuff. But then once your application is submitted, you have the ability to go back into a candidate facing portal that gives complete transparency to the candidate all the way through the process. And it's actually a feature that makes recruiters nervous sometimes, right? Because the candidate can see whether or not you've moved them or reviewed them or pushed them through to a specific spot in your recruiting process. So complete transparency for the candidate is a big differentiator for us in terms of candidate experience, and then ease to apply and ease to connect. The other thing I think from a candidate experience perspective that's pretty special is the depth of the marketplace. So the product itself is connected to 400 plus other vendors that you can use to do things like connect your candidate to what your corporate culture is if you want to use video to show the various departments, or setting up personality assessments that are done in product or done on your mobile phone. Everything, and I should probably say that, and it's also absolutely mobile is king. So it's completely mobile enabled from the career site right down to the application and then to the candidate portal. So a candidate can check from the streetcar, the bus, or the subway on their way to work to see where the status of their application is.
One of the things that we talk about every year, especially the past few years that Talent Board, and you got a little bit of this when you were at one of the workshops we did in Toronto, is there's a definitive potential impact on the business and the brand based on how not only external candidates are treated, but also internal. My point being that it can impact the experience that candidates have, can impact whether or not they want to apply again, refer others, and or make purchases. Especially for consumer-based businesses, obviously not for B2B, but it still can affect referrals and whether or not they want to apply again. So all those things said, one of the things in the space, and of course, I will not name names at all to protect the innocent and or the guilty, but you know, one of the things since I've been in the space for a long time is that unfortunately, those companies that are selling platform systems that are supposed to help enhance recruiting and candidate experience aren't always the best themselves at practicing what they're preaching, right? As it relates to hiring for their own company. So tell us how you being head of people, which again is awesome, and even considering your extremely long commute that you have to the mothership, to the home office, how are you and your team, have you been working on to improve the recruiting process as it relates to improving candidate experience? What are some of the things that you're doing?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing from a big picture perspective we've done is we've really given the accountability to the hiring manager. And so hiring managers are accountable for screening their own resumes, determining who the candidates are that they want to bring in for process. So the recruiter is able to act as more of a project manager and able to make sure that we keep an eye on candidates, and they can pop in and say, hey, I noticed that you haven't done anything in the last 2 days. You've got 16 or 17 new candidates. What are we doing with them? Have you reviewed them? As opposed to the recruiter spending all of their time screening resumes and then not being able to really manage the process and manage the experience for the candidate side. So hiring manager accountability is a really big piece for us that's driven recruiter productivity up and allowed us to be more laser focused on the candidate. And then the other, and this is more tactical, but sort of a small specific example, is every single candidate receives a personalized rejection letter with the name of the person who's rejected them on it. It's not sincerely Smart Recruiters, it's sincerely Sarah. And they have the ability to reply if they want to. So just giving the candidate a voice and the ability to respond if they want to respond, if they're being declined, is another sort of tactical but important thing that we've implemented in the last year or so.
Well, that goes a long way, as you referenced earlier, anyway, and to being transparency. And we, one of the major themes that we see every year as well at Talent Board is being more fair in the process as it relates to setting expectations and being transparent with what that process is. And, you know, it's not easy for a lot of companies to be able to let candidates know exactly where they're at. But the problem is the alternative of not telling them, of never responding to them. There have been companies of late, very large organizations, that have, as of in the past 6 to 12 months, have experimented with no longer sending out any automated messages at all, like just not responding, period, regardless of what system that they have. And you know, I cringe at that. In fact, one of them just told me they're actually going back. They realized that that was not a good choice. And even with the fact that candidates know it's an automated message, there are a lot of things you can do with the platform at hand. And I'm sure in Smart Recruiters as well, triggering certain kinds of communications that you've embedded in the system, making them more personable, putting down the recruiter name, maybe depending on the role, offering up other kinds of positions that they may be interested in. And I'm assuming, of course, I'm sure you do this with your own candidates, but always thanking them for their time, right? That's always a huge thing add, whether it's an automated message or a email from a recruiter or a call, is thanking, because it is an investment. It's a business transaction at the end of the day. I know I'm getting on my soapbox now, Sarah, but let me get off that. So that's great that you're doing some of these things, because I think what we've seen is companies like yours, not only saying that this is a best practice to your own customers, but practicing it too, of letting them know where they're at, bringing closure to the process too when it's done. We are no longer going to pursue you. It just goes a long way. Even if I'm going to be bummed no matter what that I didn't get to proceed any further or eventually not get the job, because only one person out of 10 is going to get it on the average. I'm curious then, you're giving more account, basically putting more accountability and giving more hands-on to the hiring managers as well. I believe in your system, correct me if I'm wrong, you also ask the candidates about their experience. Is that right? Or how your customers can turn that on?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So having the ability to get feedback from the candidate, whether they are successful or not, is an important part of the process. The last thing we would want is to find out that our recruiting process sucks on Glassdoor, right?
Exactly, because it's going to be out there.
Exactly.
It's going to be out there.
Know first, right? So yes, soliciting feedback is a really important part of the process, because it also helps inform for us whether the hiring managers are as effective as we think they are, right? Because we can manage the process really well, but we're not in the room when they're talking to the candidate. Right. We're not attached to the email, every email that they send. And so we want to make sure, although all of the communication is tracked in the system, so that part is pretty easy, but we want to make sure that when they say, oh yeah, it was a great, you know, great decline and everything went smoothly, that actually was the case. And so gathering feedback is super important.
No, absolutely important. So I want to touch on how then for recruiters in using Smart Recruiters, give us an example or two of how Smart Recruiters is helping them to focus more quality time on those candidates that they're reviewing, dispositioning, and even moving along their pipelines. Give us an example or two of how that's really how you're helping to empower the recruiters.
Yeah, for sure. So first of all, the access to information and the availability of information in the system makes it a lot easier to pull up whatever you need in order to be productive. And so what I've found is the recruiters are able, instead of pulling a report, downloading in a report to Excel, manipulating it for 6 hours, and then going in to meet with the hiring manager, because the UI for the recruiter and the UI for the hiring manager is the same, and the data on the dashboards is so solid, they can just go in with their laptop live in the meeting and go, okay, so here are all your open positions. This is how many days they're open. This is what you've got in funnel. This is what the pipeline looks like. This is your source of hire, like right through live in product, as opposed to all that time that's spent on generating horrendous Excel reports that, you know, we've all had to do in the course of our careers. The other thing that I think is a big recruiter win, I think we got a standing ovation the day we launched the feature, is delayed rejection. So you have the ability to review a resume, and then in the moment be like, yeah, no, but you can see that they applied 7 minutes ago and you don't want to send them a rejection letter 7 minutes after they've applied. So you don't have to bookmark your candidates to go back and remember to send them rejection notice. You can set it to send them the notice in 2 days time. So there's the ability for the recruiter to work in real time without having to think about calendaring and bringing forward appointments for future days to send candidate communication.
And by the way, that seemingly little thing is pretty big, actually, because, you know, how many times that I've heard stories that are shared from even recruiters at our workshops and HR folks that, whether it's happened to them as a candidate or they've heard from others of getting immediate rejections upon, that doesn't need to happen. I mean, it shouldn't happen. And that delay is the automatic delay or that built in really makes it easier for the recruiter. And it just gives a little bit of buffer time to the candidate. I mean, you know, all of us, except for the kind of the repeat offenders who are applying for every single job under the sun, which is another conversation for another time that we've always talked about in recruiting, but those who, you know, have either are somewhat qualified or even more qualified, but again, most folks aren't going to get it at the end of the day. They're not going to get the job. So, but we all feel though, as a candidate, that we are the most qualified, right? We have to go, to a certain degree. And so being able to give a little bit more breathing time into that and saying, you know, being dispositioned quickly, give that delay is actually a really big thing. And I'm so glad that that's the case. When it comes to speaking of reporting and, you know, at least historically, the pain of reporting when it comes to recruiters reporting and then rolling up to their leadership teams, how is it that, you know, what are some one or two examples of the cool things that Smart Recruiters is doing on the reporting side for recruiting? So what's going on there?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's interesting because reporting is sort of feels like it's the bane of the recruiter's existence, right? We all started in this industry because we really like people, not because we really like Excel.
Right.
And so trying to figure out how to build something in an Excel spreadsheet is a raging pain, right? So there are a few things. There are easy access reports that you can just pull that are already, you know, pretty and graphed and look lovely. But we also decided not long ago that there's a deeper need for robust reporting, particularly for some of our larger global clients. So we actually decided to launch a reporting service that allows us to pull whatever metrics you want out of the tool, merge with other data that you get from other systems, and load it into a Tableau environment that you can then download, review in real time, print, or whatever. But it's all designed based on your specific company's requirements, but also based on the look and feel that works for you. So it's a far more customized approach rather than saying, yeah, no problem, we can schedule a report to run for you, which of course we can schedule a report that will download for you.
Sure.
Excel, but this gives you an actual visual so that the recruiter or the recruitment leader in most cases, right? Like director of TA is not spending 6 hours a week trying to manipulate Excel spreadsheets to get a single pie chart or
right. Right. Nobody likes that. I think even people who love pivot tables don't like that. So maybe they can argue otherwise with me, but no. But is that something that initially to get that customization set up, is that something that's fairly painless? I mean, in the beginning stages?
Yeah, because you don't have to do it. You just have to tell us what you want. Right. So it's more like a consulting service that's associated with the product. So you still get all of the usual reports that you get at within ATS. Mm-hmm. This is just if your executive team really cares about recruiting and has some really specific requirements, this allows you to meet, you know, your exec team's needs without you having to spend all of your time trying to create perfect custom reports. We do the legwork.
Tell me something. What's top secret? What's coming? Nobody's going to know. It's just me and you. Just me and you. So what's something that's coming that you can share briefly?
We are launching the next iteration of our CRM. So it's going to be kick-ass.
Nice. Am I allowed to say that? Yeah, you can. You can say that on my podcast. That's okay. I'll let it slide. There's no bleeping. There's no bleeping. So.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's beautiful. It's campaigns of the future, and it's talent communities, and it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be.
So is that coming? When is that coming? HR tech timeframe this fall? What's the deal?
Yeah, this, I say loosely this fall. Okay. I don't want our head of product to kill me, but sort of loosely pre-release this fall, general release probably this winter.
Nice.
Yeah, super exciting, a game changer product for the industry for sure.
Excellent. Well, listen, I know this is kind of a softball question, but you know, why support the Talent Board Candy Awards and research?
Why should you? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Because it gives you access to your candidates who are ultimately the people who are deciding whether your company succeeds or fails in the long run in some way, shape, or form. And it gives you access to a community of people who care about their candidates and care about making this industry a better place.
Sarah, you're hired. So that's good. and then the last question that I always like to ask my guests is more on the personal note is that, listen, we're working a lot. You're obviously got, again, one hell of a commute. So there's that. But, you know, what is it that Sarah likes to do that you have a sweet tooth for outside of work? What else does Sarah do?
Oh, well, I have a 90-pound Weimaraner, so if I don't take him for a run a few times a week, he makes life really difficult. So I'm an outside running with my dog kind of girl.
Man, that's a big dog. Wow.
Yeah, he's like having a horse.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it. We've only got a guinea pig and a rabbit right now.
Not taking them for a
job. No, well, we've had cats and dogs in the past, and I think we have two young girls too that that keep pushing for a dog, and I think we'll get there. But it's because, you know, when you start getting going down the pet route, it's just a slippery slope anyway. At that point, my wife's like, "Well, maybe we should have chickens too." I'm like, "No."
Oh my god!
So no, we don't need chickens. But anyway, well, that's awesome. And listen, Sarah, thank you so much for being on the Candy Shop Talk podcast, and look forward to seeing you again in person very soon.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Candy Shop Talk podcast. For more information about Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards and Benchmark Research, visit www.thetalentboard.org.